Hello, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Greg Hackney. And without question, folks, this guy is the hottest guy on the BASS and FLW trail. Finished second in the Angler of the Year rankings on the BASS side. Currently, I think, is second overall in the FLW side. Greg, you are on fire, man.
Yeah, it's just really been an awesome year. It's one of those deals that's kind of hard to explain.
Well, let's talk about, you know, I know a lot of the people that are listening to this program are going to want to know, you know, what makes you different? I know you came out of the chute a couple of years ago and just were on fire from the beginning. And, you know, you really attack a body of water much differently maybe than other people do. But it just seems like no matter what type of water system you're on, whether it's a deep water clear impoundment, shallow water river system or whatever, seems like you are able to dial them in. And what makes you different than everybody else?
You know, maybe the only thing I might do different is I don't change the way I fish. I fish the same regardless of the body of water. You know, I try to look for something that you know, I can kind of pull from my past, or, you know, a confident type. Try to get them on something that I have a lot of confidence in, you know. I try not to keep everything real simple. Try not to make it hard.
Well, you know, you're one of the guys that probably has a reputation of being a fairly shallow water fisherman, and I know you're very versatile, but I know a lot of the fish that you've caught have been big fish, and you're catching them in shallow water areas. Is that something you try to rely on? I know you're from Louisiana. Is that something that plays there well at home as well?
Right. I grew up fishing shallow, so when I started out on the, fishing nationally, I really just tried to do the same things. I think it's kind of a mess up to try to do too many different things. So there's always some fish shallow. Sometimes they're a little harder to catch than the ones that are deeper, but I'm just more confident fishing shallow.
Well, you know, you've taken the world by storm, no question about it. You know, every tournament we look and we see Greg Hackney's name near the top or in the running for potentially winning every tournament. And now the E50s have come into play and you're doing well there as well. You've got to feel pretty good about the confidence level you have now.
I do. I'm fishing with a lot of confidence right now, and I think that really helps. You know, once you get that confident momentum working for you, you know, you can just kind of roll with it. The last few tournaments I fished have actually been, you know, my results have been decent, but they have been pretty tough on me, and I think my confidence is the main thing that's kept me going.
Well, you know, you're getting ready to go to Paducah, to the Cumberland River, and really, you know, if you look at that body of water, it plays kind of in your hands. It's a river system, however, not a lot of backwater areas unless it's flooded. Right now, the water is up, and you know, you've probably done your homework on that. But, you know, you look at this water system, and you've got a real good chance to do well there, I would think, as well.
Yeah, I really, you know, the water level, I think, will be the biggest factor. But in a way, it may play to my advantage because I'll be able to get out of the river itself. I grew up on a river system, but I normally fished out of the river itself, you know, more so in the backwaters. And because most river systems, that's where it seemed like the biggest fish lived at, was in the backwater. So maybe with the water up, I can find me some places to get back out in.
Well, you got to be happy with the E50 format. I know, you know, you really wanted that Angler of the Year. It looked like you had it locked up and had the last day of the last tournament. Things didn't go according to plan. But nonetheless, you still finished second in that ranking and going to make the Bassmaster Classic again, no question about that. And as you look at this year and you kind of reflect back, I mean, there got to be a lot of highlights for you.
It is. It's been an awesome year. It's one of those years you hope never quits. You know, it seems like, you know, just every time I'd make a move, it would turn out good. And I was pretty disappointed on not winning Angler of the Year, but one of my goals this year was to get in the Elite 50s by being a Rookie of the Year, and I accomplished that, and it's an awesome tournament trail.
Well, there's no question about it. Now, you're one of the few guys that are fishing both trails and doing it very effectively. You're fishing both FLW and BASS, and, you know, a lot of guys that have tried that, it's a ton of travel, it's a ton of time on the road, but it seems to be playing well for you.
You know, it's one of those strange deals. It seems like, for me, it's helped me because I have less time to think about other stuff. I mean, really, all I'm thinking about is fishing. I just go from tournament to tournament. You don't have any slack time to really get your mind off the game. And it seems like it's been a little easier for me to stay in the game this way.
Well, you know, time on the water is so critical, and I always say that I think the difference between the guy that's a good weekend angler and the guy that's a pro is his adjustments on the water. And if you stay on the water and you stay in fishing some of the similar type fisheries, that's got to play into your hands a little bit, I would think.
It really seems to. You know, I'm going fishing every day, you know, and that's what I tell myself. I don't really say, well, I'm going to another tournament. I said, I'm going fishing every day, and I'm just trying to keep up with what the fish are doing on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, I think most folks that would know Greg Hackney, you know, we talked about the shallow water stuff, but, you know, what are some of the baits you like to throw? What are some of the things you like to do? I mean, what are some of the things you look for?
Well, you know, that's one thing I think has really helped me this year. A lot of these tournaments have been dominated in shallow water, and So it really hadn't, you know, only maybe once or twice this year have I fished 10 foot deep. You know, most everything I fish has been shallower than that. So, and I think that's really played to my advantage. And I don't, my favorite way to fish is flipping a jig. You know, I mean, that's my favorite technique. But I've had to do a lot of different things this year, yet the jig has played a big part in it. I've caught probably 50% of my fish this year on a jig.
Well, you know, you look at that jig and you think about that, you know, it's known and has a great reputation as being a big fish bait. And, you know, you talk about some of the other things. Some of the other things that you've caught fish on, though, you've caught them on a jig, but you've caught them on other products as well, right?
Right. I've caught a lot. You know, this year we've had a couple tournaments, you know, that were bed and fish oriented, and I've done really well on a small wave tiki stick. And I've caught some fish on a square lip crankbait, and that's another deal that I grew up doing. And so, really, you know, everything for me this year has been real simple.
So you're just keeping that simple, you know, really going out there and fishing the way Greg Hackney likes to fish, right?
Right. Well, you know, I started off the year flipping, you know, and the last tournament I was cranking. I mean, and everything, like I said, most everything I've done has been less than 5 foot deep, you know. And so I'm just real comfortable doing that, and it's just, you know, this schedule's just really suited me this year.
Well, you know, one of the things we looked at here at Bass Fan is the E50 Trail, and of course you made it because you were the rookie of the year, but even having a phenomenal year like you're having because of the way that's done, you could potentially, if you don't win the Classic or don't win Angler of the Year, you may or may not be in the E50s again. That's got to be hard for you to think about.
It really is. I'm trying not to think about that part. I'm just kind of savoring the moment right now.
Well, you have to savor the moment the way it's going. Now, Greg, you know, you get ready, and the Classic's coming up. It's also at Lake Wylie up in North Carolina. You've got to be thinking about that Classic a little bit in the back of your mind. And then right after that, on the heels of that, you go to Birmingham, and you're going to be fishing the FLW Championship too. So you have to be really excited about both those fisheries because they both kind of play into the Greg Hackney style.
You know, in a way they do. I don't really know that much about either place, but what I can get, you know, from what information I can get on them, they both, you know, they have deep fish and shallow fish. So that'll kind of split the field up. I think it's better to go to a place like that than a place where all the fish are shallow or all the fish are deep, because that seems to put all the pressure, you know, on either deep or shallow. But this way, it'll kind of separate, you know, the fisherman and, you know, maybe kind of give a guy a chance to kind of fish by himself.
Well, you know, I guess that's a question that comes to mind, you know, fishing in crowds. And when you got the big fields like you do at FLW or a regular BASS Tour event, you know, it really probably makes it a little bit more difficult to get away from people. Is that a strategy that you like to use, or are you comfortable fishing in the crowd?
Well, I can fish either way. I'm just like everybody else. I prefer to fish by myself. You can do things a little different when there's somebody not sitting and watching. You know, you don't have to worry about if somebody sees you catch one or, you know, keying somebody in on what the deal is. You know, you can just kind of lay back and go fishing if you're by yourself.
Well, Mark Davis, who I just had on the program a couple of days ago, told me, he said he had a spot he thought no one would ever find. And he said he was fishing the last event and on the Alabama River. And he said he was kind of saving this spot. And he said this last day he ran in there, and guess who's sitting on that spot he thought no one would find? It was Greg Hackney.
Yeah, that was, I kind of hated, you know, hated. I was glad it turned out like it did. It worked for both of us. He still made the cut, and I did too. But, yeah, I was there that morning before he got there. It was just one of those deals. I should have went to it the first day. That was my big mistake by not going to it the first day.
Well, he knew there were some pretty good fish there, and as it came out, you caught those good fish and made it into that final cut. You know, Greg, I'm just totally amazed by the statistics. You know, you look at your statistics in the 2 or 3 years you fished on the pro tours, and it looks like the best work's ahead of you. I've had a lot of anglers across the country tell me that they think, without a doubt, you're probably one of the best that's come out in a long, long time. And, boy, I tell you, if you look at your stats, no one can argue that.
Yeah, you know, I've just really been fortunate, and I just hope it continues. You know, it's one of those deals. I mean, I'm just going fishing every day. I don't understand it, and I don't try to.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.